when they ask me, but I cried all night in the backseat. No one knows what I feel inside. Tears fell down at the party, like water all on my body. No one knows when I'm really alright. Pulled apart by feeling so raw. Voices shout so loud, can't ignore. I used to think I knew what I wanted. I'm high enough from all the high pressure. I just wanna make myself better. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 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 Broke down in Paris. Tried to hide my emotions.
Right, that was How Can I Not Know What I Need Right Now by Charlie XCX, and also welcome to Diarrhea Disco. Today we have a very, very special episode with a very, very special guest, Amy. Say yes, hi, Amy.
Guys, hi, guys. I finally made it after years and years of promising Angela that I would come on her show. We're finally here.
So. And that one time, should we go into that one time?
What was that one
the
time?
The one time when I was like, oh, come on the show, and then Amy brought her home friend here, her home mom's like, oh my god, I really want to see WFO and all of that. And then it turns out my show is not that time.
And then we thought that, so we went into the studio, there was another man doing his show, he was all set up, super into it. We go in, we're like, hey, I think you stole Angela's show time. And he was like, no.
And then I pull up the calendar, the schedule, I'm like, yeah it is, but then I realize I just looked at it wrong.
And she had to hang her head in shame and walk home. All
I was
the
not
way
hanging my head.
Austin Peay Road. So, okay. But yes, that was How Can I Not Know What I Need? And that's very relatable right now. Very relatable. Also produced by the 1975. So, guys, Angela loves the 1975.
I don't hate them. They're fine. Like, yeah. I just don't get the hype. And why do you think this is relatable right now?
How can I not know what I need? I never know what I need. I feel like that's part of being a growing adult.
That's true. That's
not
part
knowing
of it.
What you need. So, Charlie hit that one on the head, even though the title is way too long. But
yeah, we're both very indecisive people. So, okay. It really resonates.
It does. Next up, we have Legend by Alice. Can you say that?
Alice Long Yu Gao.
And Alice Glass.
Oh, and the two Alices, double Alice. This is like my first song from Alice Long Yu Gao. It's very good. It's very hyper pop. Oh, also,
yes, guys, we have a theme.
Our theme is hyper pop princess because part of the intersection of our music taste is hyper pop. Although I have to say Amy's much more into it than I am. She has a lot more knowledge. Her repository is greater.
She's exposing me on the air.
What's wrong with liking hyperpop?
I feel like
hyperpop is cool right now.
Well, I would love to believe that. I do. Okay, I know I'm a believer of that. Where does the princess come in now?
I don't know. It just like
hyper, it felt right.
It just felt right.
Right. Okay, guys. Two hyperpop princesses, Alice and Alice. This is legend.
Okay.
Hope you enjoy.
Wait, I can't hear anything.
I just need a manicure, I touch my bitch. Fuck it if you're insecure. Homie coulda had this, homie coulda bagged this. Shit, all the love, now he's passing, hating that shit. Fuck you if you're insecure, bitch, I'm fucking Alice. I know you talk shit, you embarrassed. I know you mad, cause I'm the raddest. You could never catch me, Lululemon. 3 ounces of waffles, thinking about my sex life. Recipe, fuck your allergies. Skinny girl, only drink vodka straight from the bottle. Avocado toast, she tried to be a mom. Fuck you if you're insecure, bitch, I'm fucking Alice. I know you talk shit, you embarrassed.
So that was Legend by Alice Long Yu Gao and Alice Glass.
That was very intense.
The two Alices.
I really liked it though.
Really?
I've not heard that one.
I recommend her. Oh, do you like her?
No, I do. I do. Despite all of my prowess, I have not encountered that song. But yeah, I don't know. That was good.
Yeah, I like Alice Long Yu Gao partly because she's Asian, which is probably not a good reason to be like, oh, so I like her. But it's true. You never get that representation in hyperpop, you know?
Yeah.
Next exactly. We have...
No, I remember... So, Ellen, we were watching... I don't know what we were watching.
A shout-out to Ellen?
This is a shout-out to Ellen. We were watching baseball. We were at Fenway Park with our team, and then a guy was pitching. I think it was... Cleveland was the team. I don't know the name.
Big sports girl.
Oh, yes. But... We were doing well, and the other team comes on, and they start pitching, and the guy is Asian, and she's like, yeah, let's go! She, like, flips teams because she was supporting.
Honestly,
yeah,
you take what you can get in the USA.
No shame.
What do we have next? This is your song,
this is
Amy.
My song.
What do we have next?
This is Never Met! Exclamation point featuring Glitch Gum. This is a remix to... a song, I don't know who the original artist was, but...
CM10. It says, oh my god, I think Brayden, my co-host, who's actually not here today because he's an SF, I say this every time, He actually, I think he, like, is a friend of a friend of CM10 or, like, went to the same school or something of that sort.
All right, looks like me and Brayden are going to have to cross paths.
Yeah,
eventually.
You've already crossed paths, you know?
We'll see. but, yeah, this is, my brother said that he kept getting ads for this song on Snapchat, and then he didn't listen. He was like, no, I'm not going to listen to your song by Glitch Gum, but anyone who's on right now, you guys are going to listen to Never Met by Glitch Gum. I really like it, super fast. I don't know. Yeah, super fast. Super
I like
fun.
It too. I like so, this song. So. All right, enjoy.
You from the very day you went away. I feel like Lorelai saying I love you on the plane. And even though it's been a week, I still think of your face. Blew all my money on a trivial video game. I dunk my head in the water so I can feel something. And now I'm thinking of all the time that we're following. I reminisce and remember all of the songs we sing. But now I hate every one of the songs we used to sing. Can you believe that I didn't think you would leave me? Now I can't trust anyone cause you just left me. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met. Can you believe that I'm missing you even though when I was with you I never felt more alone. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met.
I wish we never met. Up on pickup chat crying on my DS. I went to a birthday party for one of your friends. But now that this is over, I can hate them. I don't have to pretend. Remember when I called you my buddy and I was Ken? That was like the cringiest thing that I've ever said. When I was with you, I just felt more alone. I just hope I'm bad enough to call about when you're on your phone.
This Glitch Gum guy is so annoying. He keeps asking me to listen to these bands I can't even pronounce. Now he's making music with this guy named
Everything you said about me is just lies. I can't believe you put mascara on my eyes. I hope you don't listen and see past my disguise. Cause I'm so kinda hurt that you're not in my life.
You know I miss you from the very day you went away. I feel like Lorelai saying I love you on the plane. And even though it's been a week just to think of your face. Blew all my money on a trivial video game. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met.
Hey, you little piss baby, you think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone in such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms, your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you, I could roast you. And then you'd love it, you'd text me I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep.
Telling what to do, I've been trying to go to bed. Hiding up for days, I'm trying to get it right. Said it all before, I said it once again. I'm better off alone.
Tell me what to do.
Money machine.
All right, hope you like that. What's it called? The ear rape?
Money machine. Whenever I play hyperpop on air, I always try and like cut it before it's supposed to cut, because I know the ear rape doesn't translate well over radio.
Yeah, that's true. Not thinking about that.
It's okay. It's good.
It's by 100 Gecs, which is made up of Laura Luz and Dylan Brady.
Probably never heard of 100 Gecs. but yeah, I don't know. That's a fun one. That's off of 1,000 Gecs. I don't know when that
100.
Came out,
never mind. I was like, what do you mean? sorry. Album. I don't know why I dared to challenge the hyper pop queen.
Oh no. Princess. Just kidding.
No, you're the queen. I'm the princess.
All right, I get it.
Laura Luz is actually did Haunted, which is the song everyone knows from Euphoria.
Oh, that's from Euphoria.
Yeah. Well, it's not like from Euphoria, but it was in Euphoria, and then everyone's like, oh, now I know who 100 Gecs is.
That's why my friends like. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. Euphoria was not great this season, but, you know, at least...
I didn't even know there was more content to catch up on. But, yeah. Next up, we have Heart 2. I thought it was Heart to You. But that one is featuring Rebecca Black.
Oh, boy.
Very exciting stuff, Rebecca
Black. If you guys remember Rebecca Black from, what is it, Friday?
Yeah, that was...
Those days. What was it, 2010?
I think, maybe.
And, like, I literally can still see the music video in my head of her, like, being in the car and me, like... Like, it's Friday. How does this song even go?
I don't know the music video, but it's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a remix that she put out 10 years later, and we're not going to play that because we like this song better, but if True. You do like this song, check that one out. It's also called Friday.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting how Rebecca Black is moving into hyperpop, but go her.
Yeah,
go
no,
off.
I like it how artists evolve. It doesn't matter, like, in what way, but it's just bad to stay
cool.
Stagnant, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, she's going through an arc right now for sure.
All right. Well, here we go. Heart 2. Enjoy, guys.
Me.
Okay, that was Heart 2 by Umru, Petal Supply, and Rebecca Black, our girl Rebecca Black.
Yes, I really like that one. I think it gets better as it goes along. Like, the beginning's kind of boring, and then once you get to, like, 3/4 of the way through, I feel like that's definitely, like, the most headbanging part area of the song, so I can appreciate that. But
I think that's the best part. Like, it's better than having a song start out really good with a good hook, and then you're like, oh, that's it. It doesn't go anywhere.
There's nowhere to go, yeah.
Yeah, they just stay, like, they just stay there, which is so disappointing.
This is so random, but the song, like, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, and I don't think that's the full name. I think it's, like, shorter than that, but, like, that song has such a good, like, beginning, and then the song starts, and I'm like, I don't even want to listen. Like,
you just have to play the first 10 seconds and then skip.
And then I'm done, yeah.
But that's a lot of labor, and I'm like, that, you know, the pros don't outweigh the cons, so I just not,
exactly.
I just not do it.
And then you get disappointed, so
I know.
It's not worth it, but,
you know.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at my listening activity on Spotify right now, and my home friend Gracie is listening to Charlie XCH, which we played first. But this is crazy because she never listens to this kind of music. So
did you put her on?
No, I don't know. Actually, maybe I did.
How
but
did
I think
happen?
It's very funny because we're doing our hyperpop show and she's listening to Charlie XCX.
It's quite timely.
I know,
it's
right?
It's quite apt for the show. Yes. Okay, so Angela was going to ask me this, but I'm going to ask her first now.
Whoa.
So tell us a little bit about your hyperpop arc, Angela.
My hyperpop... Well, okay, well...
Had to start somewhere.
I honestly have to attribute... okay, let me think about this. Well, I was going to say I have to attribute a lot of my hyperpop, like, knowledge and liking for it to Brayden, my co-host, but I can't let him take all the credit. Like, he showed me a lot of songs. He showed me Gex. But I think I started getting into it a little bit when I found Alice Long Yu Gao, and things took off from there, I think.
Yeah.
Because then I listened to one of those, like, Spotify playlists that are like, hyperpop this.
It's easy to get dragged in, guys.
Yeah. What about you?
It's definitely not everyone's cup of tea, but for the people that do like it, I think they like it a lot. And for me, I think... I don't even remember when it happened. I think it was, like, 2 years ago.
Wow, you were, like, early.
No, but it was, like...
Actually, I don't know.
It was definitely a product of COVID.
Yeah.
And I think I went through an MGK arc, too.
Oh, my
Lots
God.
Of horrifying
You're
things
really
happened.
Exposing yourself on
oh, yes.
public radio.
It's okay. The people have to know. I'm just being real with them. But, yeah.
Hashtag
so, be real. Hashtag be real. Mine started with Dorian Electra very, very vividly. I think the song Sorry Bro, I Love You was the, like, I had that song. You know those songs that you play? I don't know if people
they
do this
your
anymore.
Life.
They you, not, not even change your life, but you just play them on repeat, like, to like a sickening amount. Like, and your brain just needs to hear it. So that's kind of what
it
happened.
Scratches an itch in there.
It scratched an itch, and then I think, like, it just got, like, I just kind of started going through their stuff. Like, their music videos are really cool. And, like, I didn't love it at first, but it's the type of thing where it's, like, the more times you listen, the more you like
the
it.
The better it gets.
Exactly. So that's kind of where it started, and then I just, like, went down a little rabbit hole, as I think we both did.
And now we're here today.
Yes. Yes.
But I think I'm, like, very mixed feelings about songs that, like, start out bad but get good, because I'm like, that's just Stockholm Syndrome, you know? But honestly, I'm such a victim of it, so who am I to say?
Oh, yes.
Also, I have an edit to my arc. I actually found Charlie XCX's album How I'm Feeling Now, which is arguably, like, the most hyperpop album she has. I found that in 2020 as well.
Oh, wow.
And I had Forever Saved.
She
so
was
I was there before. No, not before.
She's
a lot of
one
people.
Of us.
I'm one of you, Amy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so without. Sorry, we've been talking a lot.
Okay. Next up, we're almost halfway through, which is kind of sad.
We? Oh, yeah.
Sad.
Oh, wait, by the way, we are on. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO.
In Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Diarrhea Disco, and this is Angela's radio show. But yeah, so next up we have iPhone by Rico Nasty, and yeah, I don't think this song needs too much of an introduction.
It's so good. I hope you enjoy it too.
Yeah. me block. Why won't you call me back? I think I fell in love. I thought you were the one. Stop acting like this, baby. No, I need.
Okay, so that was iPhone by Rico Nasty. Honestly, this was one of my earlier hyperpop finds. I was actually pretty surprised that Rico Nasty was making this kind of music because I only know her from Smack a B. expletive, not supposed to say this on air.
Beep.
But yeah, I think she collaborated with some hyperpop. Someone known for hyperpop on this, so I'm like, okay, this makes a lot of sense.
Yes. I actually got into this song a lot later. This was not my doorway into the world, but I do really like it. It's really fun. And I should honestly listen to it more. Not giving it the love it deserves.
It's not overplayed yet for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
I played this so much in the fall.
Oh, that's good though. Do we want to do a PSA or do we want to save that?
We can do a PSA.
Okay. So we have Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA.
Ooh.
Do you want to switch off every sentence?
Okay. Never done it like this before.
Okay.
It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home.
I didn't realize that would be the whole thing. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. I think that's a little inconsiderate. You should care about other people's safety as well, but I don't know.
She said grow empathy.
She did say grow empathy. But yeah, no, I think, speaking of...
Is it storm season now?
I don't even know.
I think it is.
Maybe it's summer. Tropicalness? I don't really know. Stay safe, guys. The other thing I will say is I don't know if anyone else, who just moved into their Medford house, if you guys did do that. I don't know if you
If you were students, even.
Students like us.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've been so dehydrated. I do need to stay drinking gallons of water because I felt like I was going to, die today.
Me too.
I don't know. There might be black mold in my air conditioner. I'm freaking out about that.
You should get that checked out, maybe.
I will. I'm going to get a new one, hopefully. I'm going to investigate. But, guys, check your ACs because I'm, I don't know. I'm a little bit...
Like your unit?
But, yeah.
Your AC unit? Do you have central AC?
I don't think we do. But
yeah, me neither. I feel a lot of houses are...
Stay
I was not... I've not been staying high. I'm just never hydrated, actually.
Guys, you got to stay high. More importantly than the storms, you got to stay hydrated.
The storms hydrate you.
New PSA, yeah.
Our house is definitely not prepared for a storm, but that's besides the point.
It's okay. We're going to move on.
We're going to move on. Sorry. Next, we have Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Not by what? Not by Cindy.
Oh, not by Cindy Lauper, but by Blade and Echo 2K.
Yeah, in my opinion, this is the better version.
Yes, and they both bring things to the table, but now I feel like it's more of a nighttime song. And Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cindy, that's like a day. It's a daytime, summertime jam. So we're going to... We're gonna check this one out, guys. And we're trying not to say it. I hope you enjoy this. So
we're trying not to say the E word.
We're gonna say
we hope you like it.
Yeah, we hope you love it.
Thank you.
Okay. That was
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by
the better version.
Blady. Just kidding.
By Blade and Echo 2K.
Yeah. Angela just disclosed that she used to think it was Blady.
It was very embarrassing.
Back in her intellectual days.
Back in my intellectual days.
But yeah, no, we were discussing, I think she thinks that this is a very fall song, but I feel like this is very like icy, wintry, ethereal. I also think this song is
definitely ethereal.
Yeah, best digested while driving at night.
Really?
Yes, that's my thought. What about
you? Why is that?
I don't know. What?
It's the vibe.
It's just the vibe. It's the ethereal. I don't know. I just want to listen to.
I see that actually.
Like synthy music when I'm driving and I'm alone on a highway. I don't know. What about you?
I think I could see that, but because I listened to this so much in the fall semester last year, like, it's inextricably intertwined with that time in my life. Yes. And, like, me being on the shuttle, me walking to class, me doing homework in my little dorm room in Haskell Hall at Tufts University. Shout out to Haskell Hall.
Oh, yes. I love the bricks and stuff.
Like, I hate the bricks. You can't stick anything on the bricks.
Okay, that's fair.
No
that's
posters,
fair.
No nothing.
Charleston Hall looked like a submarine on the inside, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for anyone who's living there next year. It's not that bad, though, but just big submarine energy.
You know, I see that. I never thought of it. It's like the colors, I think. It's like orange and yellow and...
Like, you're on a boat.
Very little kids' playroom, also.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. I was gonna say something else. Maybe it'll come back.
Okay.
But for now, we're gonna do.
We'll put a pin in this.
We'll put a pin in this.
By
this
the way, we'll put a pin in this. Is Amy's show, and it's every Monday, Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And yeah.
So please tune in to. We'll put a pin in this.
Yes. That's tomorrow, guys. Wake up early or wake up on time. Wake up before 10 a.m. and I'll be there waiting for you. So.
Uh huh.
All right. Next up, we have Immaterial by Sophie.
Love Sophie.
Yes.
Also RIP Sophie.
RIP Sophie. That was...
It was very tragic, actually.
Very not cool.
I remember reading the news before I knew who Sophie was, and I was like, oh, that's sad, whatever. But then I, like, found Sophie's music, and I was like, this is so tragic.
I didn't know Sophie was not here anymore until after I found their music, so I was sad. But the music lives on. So here we have Immaterial, and hope you guys love it.
Yeah.
So that was
yes.
That was Immaterial by Sophie. I love this song. It's my first Sophie song, and it's like one of the most popular, which makes sense, you know. I just like it because there's so much joy in it. And I also recently saw someone write they illustrated a little thing about it, and it was talking about, I don't know, it really read into this song more than I had thought about before and really scratched my brain, and I appreciated how much Sophie put into this.
Oh, do you remember like any tidbits?
No,
about it?
I wish I did. It's okay. No, but Amy has a tidbit about it.
I do. That happens to me all the time though. I read all these books and I watch all these things and I cannot talk about them, like no matter how hard I try.
We're the same in that.
It's okay though. We'll get it done. But yeah, so I have two tidbits for you guys. First one, that song was like super fun. I was at the arena. I don't know how to say her last name.
Sawayama,
yes. Yes, I was at the show, and instead of having an opener, they canceled, so they had a DJ play a bunch of music, and this was one of the songs that they played, and I didn't know what it was, and I was, like, trying to ask everybody. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? It's so fun. So that is kind of my memory attached to the song, but very joyous. I appreciate that. And then okay, I guess there's three tidbits now, but...
Well, it's, like, two related to the song.
Yes, that's true. So, next one, my hyperpop arc, I'm also gonna have to make a revision to the story here. I actually got into hyperpop when I was taking coding classes because...
Comp.
I was doing... Yeah, like, my brain would just... Like, you go into the SEC... For 7 hours, mm-hmm. You get nothing done. My brain was a lump of mush, and I had to stimulate it somehow. So I just listened to hyperpop for, like, hours and hours, and I would listen to the same songs on repeat just so I could, like, kind of stay awake. And
that did it for you?
And it did it for me. I got code left
got
my life, but hyperpop stayed.
Wow, that was a good quote. Someone quote that. Also, I need to expose Amy for a second. I mean, I have two things to expose her for. Okay. The first one is that she's writing, as we're thinking about these tidbits during the songs, she's writing them down on the notes app so that we can say that on air.
Okay.
Which is funny because
we have
that's
no
a very
way
type A thing
of
to
proving
do.
Proving that that's true.
Well, I think I'm enough proof.
All right, sir. It's funny. I feel like I'm very like type A in some ways, but most of the time I'm type B.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, second tidbit that Angela wrote one down too. So.
Well, I was writing that while you were speaking, the notes app was open.
It's
so
okay.
It was, like, you know.
We're really breaking down the show for you guys. The inner workings.
Yeah. Well, basically, the second tidbit is that during this song, I found out that Amy, the first time she watched Titanic at the ripe age of 14, she cried. She was bawling at the end, you know, because it was sad, yes, but it was also because she didn't know what was gonna happen.
Did everyone just know what was gonna happen?
I feel like everyone knows what happens to the Titanic. Like,
oh,
it's
no,
like a
okay.
historical.
I knew that the ship would sink, but then Jack died, and then I was. I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
Sorry, spoiler.
But like, I was not expecting that, and then. I said that my mom just, like, kind of put me in the basement and, like, put on Titanic and was like, yeah, like, I don't know. I it was very emotional, and I kind of want to relive that, so I was going to maybe watch Titanic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're going to have a Titanic moment?
Yeah, Titanic moment. This time I do know what's going to happen, but I think I'm still going to cry, so.
Looking forward to it.
I'll let you guys know tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God, literally.
During my show, we'll put a pin in this.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, did your mom watch it with you?
I think she came and went. It's
so
a
she
long
just
movie.
Set you up like that?
She was like, this is a formative experience.
Yeah, very clearly.
That it was.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have Silver by AJ Cook.
AJ Cook. I don't know what that stands for.
I don't either, but it's a good song. I think the beginning's kind of, like, gonna hurt your ears, but it's really catchy, and this was another on repeat one. Hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah, so instead of saying enjoy, I'm gonna say good luck.
Yeah. the same black jean. You are cold, my love, and I'm on a CD. You can't make it work with a guy like me. Two left feet, yeah, I love IT. Awake from my dreams and I fall asleep. I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be the two like me, natural one thing, the end. I don't know, we met at the library. There's no way you'll stay with a boy like me. Unknown number, no idea, don't quite know why, but I'll wait and from the same black jeans. I walk all night long and I'm on a CD. You can't make it work with a guy like me. Two left feet, yeah, I love IT. Awake from my dreams and I fall asleep. I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could, I wish you could be, I wish you could.
So, that was Silver by Itchy Cook.
Yes, I like it because it's kind of Blade-esque, but it's also not. It's kind of 100 Gex-esque as
it's
well.
It's a crossover. It's like a fan fiction when like multiple universes crossover.
When your two favorite, it's like when the Guardians of the Galaxy people.
Oh my god!
Invade the Marvel movie, except it's like more exciting than that because I don't know. I feel like Marvel's not that good.
I've never watched Guardians of the Galaxy, actually. Really? I remember it was really big. Also, oh my god, I'm going to expose myself once more on this show. I used to be really into Marvel in, like, middle school.
Wait, it's, like, a fun thing. Like, I used to watch it with my dad. Like, I get it. But all of
them are the same. But now I really despise it. Like, it really bothers. Like, I watched The Legend of Shang-Chi. You know, okay, Asian representation again. You know how it goes. It was
like
really bad.
Obligatory. That really felt obligatory.
Yeah. I just didn't like it. I like actively disliked it while I was watching it.
I feel like they all have very similar arcs and it just feels like I'm watching the same. I'm feeling all the same emotions every, like I know what I'm going to get when I'm sitting down and I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
So that's what we have to say.
Yeah.
Marvel.
But speaking of Blade from before, very coincidentally, we have a Blade song next. It's called Ego Baby. And this was my first Blade song, or Bladey, if you will.
I actually don't know this one off. I don't know it by title, but this album is really good. It's called The Fool. Yeah, it's called The Fool. I like Hotel Breakfast a lot. The Nine something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is a great album. I'm honestly excited to listen to this song.
It's the one like with the rock in it, and it has like the leaves around it.
Yes, I love all
that. You need to know
hyper-pop
that
hyper pop album covers. They're so
obscure. Also like jank in the best way. Yes, intentionally.
It's good. But yeah, Ego Baby, guys.
Have fun.
Whatever.
I haven't forgotten how good we are together. You know, and something tells me maybe you haven't either.
Rip squat.
This love's got everything in reach. I was been out, still streaming. Trying to stop it, but can't beat that feeling. Trying to go off, how you feeling? When you're with us, you know it's easy. I know it's hard to even see me. But when you do, you get lucky for you. I try to tell them about the night, they didn't understand. I try to show them that there's beauty and there's magic in the air. They didn't understand. The shadow in the light. Open up your mind. Sometimes, baby.
Together first, because they love. They love us. Together first, because they love.
so nice.
So, after that, you're right. That was Claws by Charlie XCX.
And that was also Ego Baby for, I know.
Oh, before that was Ego Baby.
Yes, we did a little combination. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, that was Claws off of How I'm Feeling Now.
Amy was saying how that was the most successful song from the album, How I'm Feeling Now, the hyperpop album.
I think it's accessible. I don't think it's the most accessible. I also don't think I've listened to the one that you think is better. Forever?
Yeah, my take was the song Forever was the most successful because it's kind of like a ballad and she's like singing. It has like more of a melody.
Is it poppy?
Not... It's, like, more poppy out of all of them. I love it. It's, like, one of my top songs. Anyways.
I'm gonna go listen. We have another song off of this album next. It's called Visions.
One after the other.
I think this is a great album. Like,
it's the best one she's had, in my opinion. A lot of bangers.
I liked Crash a lot, but it's good for different reasons, and I think I liked it. I think other people didn't like it as much as I did.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
But, I agree.
Yeah, both of them. This is Visions. I don't have as much to say on this one.
Well, I actually saw Charlie XCX in concert with co-host Brayden.
I should have gone.
Shout out to him for like the 20th time. Oh my god, I invited you because we had an extra ticket. But yeah. Whatever.
I got stressed.
And you're like, no.
I don't.
But your loss.
It was my loss.
It was great because at the end, the last song she played for Encore is Visions, and it was crazy. Cause you'll see this when we play it. But at the end, there's like some crazy hyperpop stuff going on, and it goes crazy. And especially when you're in concert and you're like with everyone, I'm gonna say it again. It just goes crazy. You'll just have to find out.
I guess it goes crazy, guys. Get excited.
I'm gonna say the E word because last time when I said have fun, it didn't really make sense.
She said good luck, have fun. Like she was sending off her child to school with a paper bag.
Exactly.
But yeah, guys, enjoy this song.
Yes,
enjoy this song.
You and I, we really went dark. Voices tell me, hold on. Something keeps on pulling me close, so close. Gripping to you so hard. Something keeps on pulling me close, so close. But I got pictures in my mind. I can see it so clearly, see it all so right. I see you and I got pictures in my mind. What I feel, never seen the future so real, but maybe I'm just fantasizing. Finally think I'm realizing all these voices tell me hold on. Something keeps on pulling me close, so close, gripping to you so hard. Something keeps on pulling me close, so close. I got pictures in my mind, I can see you so.
Hello and welcome back to 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh wait, no, you have to say WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Blizzquake. It is going to take